Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another edition of Ramblings, a playoff postseason edition of Ramblings, the last postseason edition of Ramblings this season. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man? We lost, bro.
Yeah, it's over, Doc. I mean, season ended. You know what? I would love to have seen this season end on a high note, and the only way that happens in the postseason with you standing on a podium somewhere down in Tampa, but just didn't figure out for us that this way. I think the guys gave a very good effort. Turbulent season altogether as far as all the protocols that have been set in. So I salute the guys, man, for just being able to show up and play as well as they did all year long, man. And they're going to deserve this rest, this off season. Enjoy it and keep your body engaged, keep your mind engaged, and come back next year, man, and try to put a better product on the field. That's the plan. That's the vision going forward.
I salute us as well, man, because we go into a ball game like this, man, against the best team in the NFC, maybe the best team in the NFL, man, banged up, man. Aaron Donald came in, man. He toughed it out. His ribs was hurting. It was obvious he wasn't 100%, but he still went out there and gave us what he could give us. Jared Goff wasn't 100%, came out with that hurt thumb, man, and played relatively well, man. We were missing one of our running backs with Dale Henderson. So we come into the ball game shorthanded against, you know, arguably the best team in the NFL, man. Damn, so the best team in the NFC, and we come up short. Now, with that said, though, they took care of us, bro. That Packers offense, man, they look, bro, they did. I mean, with all due respect to that number one defense of the Rams, they got us, bro. They ran the rock on us, man. They just powered it down our throat, man. And they had a nice little game plan for Aaron Rodgers. They was like, we're not going to even let you drop back 5 or 6 yards, man. We're going to bootleg you. We're not going to even let you stand back there and give them time to get a rush on you. So that Packers offense came out with a nice little game plan. They took advantage of us, man.
Well, to be truthful about the situation is the Green Bay Packers look the more fresher team than we did. So, it's an account of playing well during the regular season and going out and earning that bye week, which they did. So, their players just look fresher. Their running game looked fresh. From an offensive line standpoint, they were playing on our side of the line of scrimmage. And I think, you know, they just seemed like they were a step ahead of us all night long. So that being said, man, I mean, that's what you go out and play the regular season games for the very position that Green Bay was able to put themselves in as far as being the number one seed in the NFC. And they showed it, man, being able to play at home in some weather that they're used to playing in. And, you know, you got one of the better quarterbacks to ever do it, man. So, I mean, you know, just his presence there, his ability to forecast and read everything that's going on from a defensive standpoint, and his ability, man. I think he has, you know, superior ability as far as getting the football out of his hands so fast, man. That benefits the wide receiver so much, man. It's just beautiful to see. But, you know, as a unit, as a team, they looked like they were definitely more cohesive than we were. And just a one unit, man. I mean, they look like they got a goal as well. I mean, so they get another opportunity to play an NFC championship game at home in the weather that they're used to playing against. And the best man won that day.
And talking about that, because you made a great point, they did look like the fresher team. And it says a lot, man, and it takes a lot out of you when you have to play a playoff game before you go play a game like that. Not only did we have to play a playoff game, we had to play a playoff game before going to Green Bay, then go all the way across the country, well, almost all the way across the country, to a cold state. Even though, you know, football players are professional, man, they deal with cold weather. You have to, man. But you can't understate the fact that we had to play a playoff game before we saw them, and all they were doing was resting up, and we was already banged up from that game against Seattle. Now, had we gone in, you know, mano-a-mano, we didn't have to play that extra game, and they didn't have to play an extra game, I think it may have been a different situation. But even with all that said, they were a lot more physical than us, man, and just going by what their offense did, the way they ran the rock, they ran the ball for almost 200 yards, man. I mean, they were physical. Them running backs was toting that pill, man. Aaron Donald, as we said, he wasn't 100%, but they were handling the rest of our defensive linemen as well and our linebackers. So it's nothing really negative you can say, but just have to salute that Green Bay Packers offensive line and those running backs, man, because they were playing hard.
Well, you come into a game like this, anytime you get ready to play the Green Bay Packers led by Aaron Rodgers, you know, that's where your focus is on the aerial attack that they can bring to a game. But you know what? Each time they ran the football, their running backs were falling forward, man. So that just lets you know, their priority was to come out and see what the running game can do. Once they figured that, you know, we were having trouble stopping that run, having issues tackling on the back end, they just stuck with it, man. And rarely do you see, Doc, a team led by Aaron Rodgers where he doesn't have so much on his plate. So that must have been a great feeling for him when this running game, I mean, they're rushing for 200-plus yards, and he really doesn't have to win the game for his team. But he can just participate from a standpoint of just, you know, facilitating the ball to the receivers and getting the balls into his playmakers' hands. So it was sweet for him to see it. You know, if I have to, you know, latch on to another team, me being a football fan, I'd latch on to Green Bay, man. I'd love to see Green Bay represent the NFC in the Super Bowl this year.
I would too, simply because for the fact that they beat us. And then we can be like, well, we did lose to the team that did make it to the Super Bowl. And the reason why Aaron Rodgers didn't have to win the game for them, it was because Aaron Jones, the running back, was toting that rock. I'm looking at him, man. They say 5'9", 208. Dude runs the rock a lot bigger than that. I'm saying there's no way in the hell that dude is 5'9", 208 pounds, because he was toting the pill. I mean, he ran strong, and they just played a good game. But on the other side, Jared Goff, he toughed it out. Sore thumb, hurt thumb. Hey, man, he actually played a pretty good game. Now, we didn't ask him to do too much as far as throwing the ball down the field. We were dinking and dunking, but that's what we do anyway. But, you know, hey, I know a lot of Rams fans, they looking at Jared Goff and be like, hey, he played a good game. But I'm like, well, there was only so much he could give us anyway. I mean, you look at the numbers, 21-27, which looks good, right? But 174 yards, that means we're averaging 6 yards a completion. So that's really – those are almost like run plays, man. So I'm just glad he did – you know, he got sacked 4 times, but he didn't turn the ball over. He didn't stink up the joint, but he, you know, he really didn't help us, you know, help propel our offense to a point that we can compete and stay with an offense like Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay, man.
Well, what I find truly amazing is that we have to sit here and make excuses for that position when it's in its second, you know, its second level of, you know, its second tier of second contracts, really. The expectation that you have from that position, when you look around this league, knowing that it's a passing league, and you have to have that quarterback position filled, and not only filled, but producing at a level that, you know, that you expect. I mean, when you look at Green Bay, there was never a question about what Aaron Rodgers is bringing to the table or what the other guys, these other teams that are still available. It's shocking to see what happens when Drew Brees doesn't play well. So, you know, it's kind of amazing to me that we got to make excuses for what's happening at our quarterback position, man. So, you know, I think one of the great quotes that came out of this game after the game was that Coach Sean McVay mentioned that every position will be evaluated. So I think that's where we have to go moving forward. It's a great quote, and hopefully we're in a position where we can actually truly do that, Doc, because it has to be addressed. And, you know, we got some stuff to clean up. We have some other people to add. You know, we got two more third-round draft picks with Mr. Brad Holmes being the new general manager with the Detroit Lions. So maybe we can package something, put something together, man. There's a lot of transaction rumors that are floating in the air these days. So we'll see where that lands.
But do you believe McVay when he says every position will be evaluated? Do you believe it? Because I think Jared is his guy. I think Jared is their guy, man. You know, and who? No, honestly, bro, with what he's getting paid, who's gonna look at the Rams and be like, okay, I want to let me trade for Jared Goff? Seriously, man. Unless you give up Jared and another other couple of great players, I don't think anybody's gonna look at Jared and be like, okay, I want Jared for what the money he's making. I don't think that's going to happen. So McVay, it sounds good because, you know, Rams fans want to hear that because he want to, okay, we're trying to get better. But I want to believe him if he's going to evaluate every position. When he says that, that's the first position he should be looking at right now. No, that's the first position.
Well, there are some. I mean, when you look at Coach McVay, I think Coach McVay is about winning, and not just winning in the regular season, but winning Super Bowls and winning championships. That's what I get from him. And you know, Doc, you look back on history, man. There's been a lot of deals or deals that have you know, been transacted or have been executed where one team was, you know, kind of like, you know, like fooled. I'll just say that. You know, you talk about the Great Alaskan. Alaskan acquisition of the America getting Alaska, the Louisiana purchase. We you look at that. Some people may have said that, you know, the United States, you know, really took somebody to the shed as far as acquiring those properties. But maybe there's somebody out there, Doc. Who knows, man? There may be somebody out there who, you know, who we can, you know, talk to or, you know, I mean, but Doc, the the truth about the matter is, man, the position has to be evaluated, man. It has to be scrutinized. I understand people being under contract and, you know, but in all actuality, we need better from that position along with a lot of other positions that are on the team.
We do, man. And it's funny you bring up the Louisiana purchase. That's, yeah, bro, if the United States is looking at Louisiana, man, and like, okay, let me ask y'all a question, man. We got y'all surrounded, for one, you know what I'm saying? So, You can let us buy it. Oh, we can just come on in that joint with guns a-blazing. You know what I'm saying? Which path do you take? Well, you know what? We'll take the money. I know you'll take the money because we're going to come in and just take it in a minute. But I got you, man. But just going back to this ball game, it's, you know, I love the way Cam Akers played. I just hate the fact he only got 18 carries because it was really a ball game. We really were never out of the ball game until, you know, Aaron Rodgers hooked up with the big dude in the fourth quarter for that touchdown to kind of put it out. Yeah. But we were in the ball game, so I don't understand that why we didn't keep feeding, you know, Cam, man. Cam only had 18 carries, I think nearly 100 yards. He didn't have 100 yards. Let me look at what Cam had. I think 18 for 90 or something like that. Hold on, bro.
92 yards.
He should have got the ball more. But at the same time, we only ran, 18 carries for 90 yards. That's 5 yards a carry, bro. He was toting the pill. What a touchy, but we didn't give him the ball more. But at the same time, we only had 50 offensive plays, dog. We only got 50 plays, man. That's how much Green Bay stayed on the field, man, and kept us off the field. But I still believe with those 50 plays, Cam still should have got about 22 or 23 carries the way he was running the ball. And I think five more carries may have been the difference, could have been the difference. But, you know, neither here nor there, man. As you said, we were banged up. But a lot of people talked about the Jalen Ramsey and Devontae Adams matchup. We saw that. You know, they chirped. I think they got in each other's faces a little bit. But you expect that. How do you feel about that? Devontae ended with just 9 catches for 66 yards. He did get a touchdown, but I can't even blame Jalen on the touchdown that Devontae scored, man. So, you know, I think it's pretty much a push because Jalen didn't guard Devontae every time, and Devontae didn't catch all 9 balls on Jalen. So I still think that was a good matchup. I don't think Jalen lost. You know, I don't think he lost the matchup at all.
Well, when you look at Green Bay's approach, their attacking style Saturday night, it was basically just a running offense. So there weren't many opportunities where we could see Devontae Adams versus a Jalen Ramsey, get a lion's share of it. We didn't see that. So I mean, the game really didn't dictate itself towards that. So and plus, you know, when you're moving Devontae around, you're motioning him. You're taking him from the outside, putting him to the slot. It's kind of hard to really match up with that. I mean, that really does something to a defense that plays as much zone as we play. So, you know, you kind of want to keep your eyes on him from that standpoint. But at the same time, you're not really going to, you know, let Jalen just follow the guy anywhere. I mean, the game isn't flowing that way. So, I mean, Green Bay did a great job of getting us out of what we like to do as far as playing zone and forcing our safeties to come down and stopped the run. They were running for 200 yards. And I knew it wasn't going to be long before you saw that huge play action pass down the middle of the field. And we saw it. So that's actually the play that really put the game out of reach. But they executed their game plan, man. Once a running game starts to move around like Green Bay had it going, it's tough to stop. And at the same time, when you have a defensive line like the Green Bay Packers start to wake up in the playoffs, and get pressure with a 4-man rush like we're known for doing, it's hard to stop, Doc. I mean, it seemed like they were playing with 5 and 6 defensive linemen out there, and their running game was kicking. So when you have that, I mean, it can be a passing league is all you want, all we want to see. And, you know, it leads off SportsCenter with passing touchdowns. But at the same time, it always comes back to that running game. If you can run the ball and if you can stop the run. So Green Bay did both of those last night, and they won the game.
Yeah, and they was able to do it. And as we said, Aaron Donald wasn't 100%. He was on the sideline for a whole bunch of plays, which he's normally not like that. He don't normally play every play of a ball game, but he was on the sideline for a lot of plays. And I could totally, you know, I could totally understand, man. And when you got some torn cartilage in your rib, that stuff hurts, bro. I know we talked about shooting it up, but a lot of times when you're hurting that abdominal area, it's hard to breathe, it's sore. Then you can shoot it up, but cast intentionally punching it. AD went out and did what he did, but you saw, man, Aaron Donald being hurt. So him being kind of neutralized, by them being able to neutralize him, the injury and blocking him, all our other defensive linemen were really neutralized as well. So that just let's shows you how important Aaron Donald really is, because, you know, Michael Brock has made some plays, but we didn't get any pressure on Aaron Rodgers, man. Didn't sack him.
Yeah.
Bro, you are not beating a quarterback like that if you can't get to him, if you can't touch him. Albeit he was throwing a lot of quick routes and he was, you know, bootlegging and stuff, but to not get any pressure on the dude and not to sack him and not to get your hands on him, man, dude was comfortable all night long. And I'm sorry, bro, you're not beating Aaron Rodgers when he's sitting back there smiling at your ass, man.
No, when he's not getting his uniform dirty, when he can sit back there and facilitate and not really be a football player, it's going to be hard. This game was very similar to, that first matchup between the LA Rams and the San Francisco 49ers with Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, where he was just getting the ball out of his hands real fast, really not mixing it up. And they had a very strong running attack, and that approach beat us. So, kudos to LaFleur going back and looking at that film and taking a very same game plan that beat us, really dominated us. In that first matchup with the 49ers and executed in the playoffs, man. So, you know, I mean, if he had to stay in the office, you know, past 12, maybe 2 o'clock, like those coaches always lie and talk about they're there all that long, kudos to him for doing that, because it looked very similar, man. You just go and take that game plan, implement it, and man, go home. You're home at 7 o'clock.
That's why I said, hello, bro. Why you saying they lie? They lie. Yeah, they do. They lie. Like, I was in there till 2-3 in the morning. Man, quit lying. You're lying, man. You know, I know, bro. They do say that, make himself sounds good. But speaking of coaching, man, bro, I mean, we quietly, dog, do you remember the Chargers even asking permission to talk to Brandon Staley? Did we even hear anything?
That hasn't been mentioned. It looked like that. You know, the defense as a whole, along with his defensive coordinator, that somebody was probably being interviewed either before the game or at halftime. So, I can see a little difference in our approach, man. So maybe that's what happened to us.
Yeah, I mean, I've all of a sudden, I didn't even know. I know Brandon Staley's name was, you know, people wanted to talk to him for potentially to be the head coach, but I never heard because I'm pretty sure the Chargers had to ask the Rams for permission to talk to him. Ain't no way in the world I know they interviewed him like right after the game and then hired him 24 hours later, 48 hours later. If they've been kind of passing each other in the hallway at SoFi every once in a while. I know their practice facilities in different places, but it is LA. You know what I'm saying? They do talk. They may see each other at a restaurant. You know, I don't know how I do know how the tampering thing goes, but I guess if the Rams don't complain about it, ain't nothing really we can say. It just kind of caught me off guard. I was like, damn, he already named head coach of the Chargers? I don't even remember him being interviewed. I don't remember them asking for permission to talk to him. But hey, I mean, he got a head coaching job pretty quickly too, bro. How long he been assistant though?
Well, from what I've read, he's only been an assistant since 2017 and a defensive coordinator this first year. So
yeah, I know. Yeah,
I guess the sun is shining on him today. I mean, I hate to lose him, but you know, at the same time, you know, Doc, let's be real, man. I mean, it's been a lot of talk about social change and the change as far as hiring processes go in the NFL, not only the NFL, but a lot of industries that are out there. So just to see these jobs being filled by usual suspects, can I say that?
Yeah,
just
course.
The usual suspects getting the jobs, yeah. and guys like Eric Bieniemy. I mean, it's still being looked over. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are in a lot of positions. The defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, he's been balling. His unit has been balling all year.
Yeah, long. No doubt.
For these guys to not have an opportunity, these are lifelong assistant coaches, man. Hey, no man shall save you, man.
Exactly. And the same thing with Arthur Smith with the Tennessee Titans, the offensive coordinator. Man, you got the best running back in the NFL, man. All you really been doing is just turning it around, feeding it to Derrick Henry. That's really been your whole offensive game. So it's not like you're some kind of genius, but I mean, I'm not going to hate, but you know, I do feel, you know, for Eric Bieniemy and guys like him, man, Todd Bowles, who are good assistant coaches, even Todd, he's been given a chance, but Eric Bieniemy hasn't, you know, leading, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, the best offense in the NFL, you know, arguably. But yeah, it is what it is, man. And when you talk about it, people say you complain, but it's the fact of the matter. I'm not tripping because I know what it is. That's why I tell people, look, man, hey, I know who I am and I know what I am. So I know I have to work 100 times harder than somebody else. And I know those same opportunities are not going to get presented to me. And if it does, if I do get an opportunity, I got to work 100 times harder than anybody else, because if I don't, they're going to be like, see. But, you know, but congratulations to Brandon Staley, man. I can't, you know, you got an opportunity to be a head coach. You'll be right there in LA. So we won't see you on the schedule. I don't think we play the Chargers next year, but it's a huge loss. But, you know, hopefully we get a defense coordinator that comes in there. And it's also easy to coach when you got, you know, two all pros too, bro.
Absolutely. Indeed. That's not too tough, man. I mean, let's just be honest. It's easy for Eric Bieniemy as well. He has the best quarterback in the league right now, the best tight end in the league right now. And I think it's time. I think it's time for Bieniemy to take control of a franchise as far as being the head coach. And let's see what he can do.
When it's God, in God's timing, man, in the timing of the Most High as well, he'll get his opportunity, man, if it's meant to happen. So I still wish him luck. I wish them all luck, man. And talking about the NFL, hey, now we got the NFC Championship game going on. We got Green Bay who moved on. Now they're going to face Tampa Bay, bro. Tampa Bay wouldn't took care of the Saints. So I'm with you. I'm rolling with Green Bay as well. I'm looking forward to this matchup, but I don't think Tampa Bay want to see Green Bay, bro.
I think so. I think Tampa played great. And I wasn't too shocked by them winning, considering, you know, Tom Brady has been in that position a very long time. He's been led right now by Brian Leftwich, who's calling the plays down there as offensive coordinator. And he's been in that position for a very long time, man. I mean, Tom Brady has won some big games on the road. 2 years ago in Kansas City, he beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship. And, you know, as far as the Saints are always been an iffy team to me, Matt. I mean, because they have the atmosphere that they like to create with almost what it seems like millions of fans down there cheering, and you make it hard for teams to execute. But they've lost a lot of those big time games like that. You know, Sean Payton and Drew Brees together have lost some huge games like that from that standpoint. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going into Green Bay, I think they'll be prepared, over-prepared. I think Tom Brady leading the charge will have these guys ready to play football. Even that being said, I think Green Bay comes out because I think Aaron Rodgers is hungry, man. He hasn't eaten, hasn't been on this stage in a very long time. With everything, with the table set for him as it is right now, playing this game at home with a defense that can get after the quarterback and some playmakers on the offense now. So I think he's very hungry, and I think he'll not only be fed, but he'll quench his thirst this Sunday night, and Green Bay will end up representing the NFC in the Super Bowl this year.
And I agree with it, and that's the thing about it. See, I didn't realize that the Packers defense, man, was that aggressive and make the plays the way they got some real dogs out there. Yeah. At least they were playing dogs against us on Saturday. And not only that, they were playing with that attitude and that confidence, man. They didn't seem like they were ever rattled. They didn't seem like they doubted themselves at all. They were just – they really didn't seem like they were afraid of our offense. So when you're not afraid of the other team's offense, you can take some chances. You can do some things on defense to make some plays because they wasn't afraid of us. But I think they will be afraid of Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay does have some offensive weapons, you know, that we don't necessarily have. So I'm looking forward to that matchup. And now on the AFC side, man, we got Buffalo. Buffalo back in there. And they'll be taking on Kansas City. Hey, I was watching the Buffalo. You ever seen that Buffalo fourth and 30 for 30? Well, Buffalo went to those four straight Super Bowls and got – it's good. Yeah. It's funny, dog.
Yeah.
Went to them four straight Super Bowls and lost, man. God, I still don't understand that. But I'm looking forward to Buffalo and Kansas City, man. Hey, Buffalo has really surprised me. So, I don't think that's just going to be an easy game for Kansas City, man, because the Bills balling.
On both sides of the football, Doc. I mean, I don't think it'd be an easy game by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, you look at what the Bills are bringing to Kansas City, up and coming quarterback in Josh Allen, who's being considered for the MVP trophy this year. Playmakers all over the field. Cole Beasley. You have Diggs, Brown. These guys are playmakers. All you have to do is get the ball into their hands. The running back Moss. They're getting confident about their ability to play football. And even with all that said about what they have on offense, Doc, I think they're a defensive football team, man. They pride themselves on going out and stopping the other team's offense, man, and taking the football away. I mean, they have great play from that front four, young guys on that second tier. And then in the back half, man, you got some all pros back there. So it's going to be a great matchup. If you're a football fan, this one game that you want to sit back and watch, because it's going to be a complete chess match. I mean, Dermott, he's a great defensive mind as far as the head coach for the Buffalo Bills. And can't say enough about Andy Reid, man, and his ability to put guys in position to succeed and to develop guys. So he's been doing it a very long time. He's coached in a lot of conference championships. And, you know, he's right back in this position again for another opportunity to play for a Super Bowl.
Now, Isaac, looking at the four teams that are playing in these championship games, man, what is the consistent theme that all of them have that we don't have? I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You just think about it. All four teams got great quarterbacks, yeah. Great play. Now, difference between us, you know. And, Jared, I ain't just trying to beat your head in, but I got to call it like it is, man. I'm not talking about how you played on Saturday, but the – recurring theme that all four quarterbacks, Josh Allen, absolutely amazing, you know, straight balling. Patrick Mahomes, we ain't got to say nothing. We know what he does. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Great quarterbacks. Great quarterback play. Now, if you take our quarterback off our team and put one of them quarterbacks on our squad, we in the championship game. I agree. I mean, I wholeheartedly believe that, man. Because everything else is pretty much a push. We got receivers that can ball out. We got running backs that can tote the rock. And we have the number one defense. I know we can't do that. But I'm just saying, all four teams got consistently great play from their great quarterbacks. And the key is consistently great play, which means week in and week out.
Well, when you look at those four quarterbacks, the four that are left, Doc, they all – are oozing with confidence, man. I mean, confidence is probably, you know, the first thing you think about when you mention those quarterbacks individually and as a collective group. So they just believe that they can get the job done. They believe that you can put them with any unit that you put them with, as far as, you know, offensive line, playmakers on the outside, no playmakers on the outside, they can get the job done. That's just the way they believe. So that confidence, I mean, it's contagious, man. So when you're in that leadership position as far as quarterback is concerned, all eyes are on you, Doc. I mean, every eye is on you, from guys on inside the locker room, from guys upstairs to the fan base. They're all watching you. They want to hear your response to situations, and your response is important. We can tell when it's fake. We can tell when it's authentic. So we're going to latch on to those who we feel like that can take us to that next level. So all four of these guys, they have it. They got it. So I see both games being close, going down to the wire. And that's what you want to see in the playoffs. You want to see each team have an opportunity to win the game at the end. And it just boils down to whoever has the ball last is going to win the games.
No doubt about it. Now, before we get up out of here, I'm just interested to see, man, you know, I don't ever ask you, man, you know, because I ain't nosy. who exactly be on the greatest show on turf text thread. I ain't never asked you. I'm gonna ask you. Oh, yeah, cause but you know, give me something that was said, you know, Saturday during the game, after the game, because I don't know if Kurt Warner's on there or not. And I tell everybody Isaac is my brother, but I ain't nosy. I don't ask him his business. You know what I'm saying? But I see Kurt Warner, he did tweet something out. Like, you know, he was criticizing how the Rams offensive game plan and some of the things he was doing. He was like, well, what do I know? I'm just our armchair quarterback. But he said, albeit I'm a very good armchair quarterback, but he was frustrated and unhappy with some of the Rams offensive game planning. How about you and your crew, man? You and your guys, you know, the greatest show on turf. I mean, what was, you know, any something that frustrated you all, man? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Doc, here's the thing. It's kind of like when your parents constantly warn you about something that's happening with you. So from week 9 to week 10, 11, all the way down to 16, he's been constantly telling you about this situation. Listen, you need to take the garbage out before so that you don't have to get up in the middle of the night and take this garbage out, or early in the morning when it's cold outside, and catch this garbage truck. I don't know if you ever had to do that, but I had to do that on many occasions.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Once you get to the point where, okay, you're running down the street with that garbage and that garbage truck is 2 houses down away from you, what do your parents do? They sit there in silence. You know, I don't have anything else to say to you. Oh. I mean, I knew this was coming. We can see this coming. I mean, we can see what the issues are, and we want them resolved. So, like I said, we're not in the business of killing our wounded, because when they go to playoffs, guess who gets a call? Man, I get a call. They say, come here, come on to this playoff game. When they go to Super Bowl, guess who gets a call? I get a call. Come on to this playoff. So I'm a fan, Doc. And it's about, you know, just wanting to see the team that I played for to succeed. And just being a football fan, I mean, you can coach it up in front of your television. You can coach it up, you know, with the other guys. Sometimes we coach and sometimes we just say, yeah, man, just learn your lesson, man. Yeah. Eat the cake that you made, learn your lesson.
And that's the thing about it, man. Honestly, what you all say, and I know, you know, you all say things within amongst each other that should stay amongst one another, but what you all say does carry a lot of weight, and carry more weight than the average fan. Even somebody like me, man, because you all have done it, played on a higher level. So even if you all do choose to criticize anything that goes on with the squad or players on the squad, if it was me, if I was a player on the Rams squad and I heard you say something that can be constructive criticism, or Torrey Holt or Marshall Faulk or Pace or Warner, even Isaac Kim, any of those dudes, Ricky Pro, I'm like, let me listen. I ain't finna get mad, because I know y'all bringing it out of love, because it's like, y'all gonna love those dudes unconditionally because you're Rams for life. So that's what I would always, but I know young people now, man, they don't really want you to say anything to them, but I was just curious, man. You know what I'm saying? I was just curious.
Well, I tell you what, when guys like Deacon Jones would come to our practice, guys like Jack Youngblood, Jack Snow, guys like Jackie Slater would come and speak to us, man, I was all ears, Doc, because I know they went through the exact same thing that I went through. They played and hated the exact same teams that I hated, you know, and I could see it. I could feel it. So I don't look at it as really criticizing, but really correction. You know, when they spoke to me and you know, Henry Ellett would tell me, listen, maybe you should, you know, come off the line a little bit differently and get your head around this. It was constructive criticism, because he wanted me to succeed. I know that when we went to the playoffs, man, these are the people we're calling. We're calling Eric Dickerson to come on and support the team. We're calling Tom Max to come and support the team and be a part of this atmosphere, because we look at ourselves as a Ramley, and these guys we're standing on their shoulders. So those guys are standing on our shoulders now. So it's about being constructive and being able to receive the correction. And, you know, we're football fans, so we're going to have an opinion. We played the game at a high level. And just like you mentioned, you know, Torrey Holt, he has a right to talk. He has a right to coach. He has a right to say something. Kurt Warner, he has a right to say something and be corrective towards the situation or what he's seeing. So, I mean, we're all hoping for the best for our team and our organization, man. That's just bottom line. That's it.
I got you. And I ain't going to even lie. I like it, man. I like the fact that you my brother, man. But then again, dog, these greats in the NFL, man, y'all get together and chop it up and say what y'all want to say. And all y'all. I mean, honestly, bro, I love that situation. I'm looking forward to meeting them dudes, man. So I can say, man, I heard about you, man. Y'all some cool dudes, man. So, but anyway, bro, anything else you want to add before we get up out of here, man? You know, we're going to break this thing down, I guess, to once a week, man. You know, every Monday still, bro, until the season starts back, man. We'll find something to chop about, man, to, you know, anything.
Well, I'll just add, you know, the sign, going into Rams facility and leaving Rams facility should be every position will be evaluated. I mean, there's always a self-evaluation, and you know, as head coach of a team, you have to evaluate what you have, the product that you're putting on the field. As far as a general manager, you have to evaluate what's going on the field. So every position must be evaluated. I mean, there's a love of football that has to be there, Doc. And you can see it. You don't have to tell a person you love this game. They can see it from you. So, you know, just evaluation, man. And I'm all for evaluation.
Because some dudes just love the money and love the celebrity that comes with being an NFL football player. They don't just really love the game. So I got you on that. I've seen plenty of them dudes. But anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. We out.